Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for Rabbi Ramirez and Shiyichyu. So Moshe and Peshtin Rai, so Rabbi Moshe and Mordechai. L'schus Rus Victoria Basti L'Rovida, L'Refur Shem Social Yisrael. L'schus Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, Ben Meir Halevi. Meir Halevi Ben Sarah, B'chol B'nei Beisa, B'chol B'slach B'chol Maseh Yedehem. And we are going to be learning B'siyata Dishmaya, a tshuva from the Sefer Shut HaRabaz, Hagoyin HaGadol HaAtzum V'Hanoira V'Hatzadik Rav Bitzalel Zev Shafran, of the famous Safran family. He was a big Rav in pre-war Europe. Very, very, very chashuv. There's an amazing appreciation of him written in Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg in the Frakim. And this is a fascinating letter about Yerusha Barabonus to the leaders of the town of Skulin, about the person who we will later know as the Skulina Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer Zussia Portugal, who was a huge, huge tzaddik. He later lived in Brooklyn. He suffered a lot under the communists. This time he was 17 years old. His father had been nifter, and he was 17 years old. And his father's job, according to many poskim, is his. If you hold there's Yerusha Barabanus, and the people in Skulin, some of the people in charge there didn't want to let him, didn't want to give him the job. So what does the Heilige Rav Bitzalel Zev Shafran say about that? So this is in Siman Kuftes of the Sefer Shut HaRabaz. Kvod HaNegidim HaNechvodim Manhigei Yerz Skulin B'Serbia V'LaHashoichtim U'Boitkim HaMuflogim D'Sham HaShem Aleihem Yichyu Achai V'Reyai, my brothers and my friends, Hineni Bazeh B'Shem Hashem Arochev Barabbas Ovi Yisom V'Vidai Almanus, I am speaking in the name of God, who is the father of orphans and the judge of widows. Cham Libi B'Kirbi B'Hagigi Tevar Eish Divrasi B'Lashoni Im Lashon Tachanunim. I am mamish burned up about this, fired up. Ki Nei Lo'uchal Anochi Leto Mazni, I cannot seal my ears, Mishmo Azak As Dalim, from hearing the crying out of the poor, Almana v'yasam ha-medukoy ba-umlolim, the widow, the orphan, who are so distressed. Kasher bar lefanai ha-avreich ha-rav ha-muflag b'toyro v'oitzroy yiro to-hoyro, when the avreich comes to me, a rabbi who's great in learning, and his otzar, his treasury, is filled with pure yira, as it says in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. There's an otzer of yira shemaim of Hashem. And v'son v'shuffle berech, he's humble. V'das habriyas noichemen, who people like him. Shayef ayel v'shayef nofik, he's quiet, still a height. V'goris boi reisa tediro, this is a lashon of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, 88b. And he's always learning. Mishnasos Sedura, he has clarity in his learning. V'chol min dein smuchelana, like it says in Ksuba 17a. He has smicha, he's a rov. Holeich tamim, he's pure. Mutzmach b'smichos chachamim, he is ordained with the ordination of the wise. Marena Rab Eliezer Zusia, Nero Yoir, Ben Amanoyach, Rab Agoyin, Amifursam, Leshevach, Uletehila, Moreno Arab Rabbi Yisrael Avrom. Not so long ago, Rabbi Elazar Zussi's son was nifter, I think in 2019. So he is the son of the Rabbi Goyen HaMefursam, Rabbi Yisrael Avrom, Asher Ovad Avides HaKodesh, Avides of Beis Din Chof Vov Shana. For 26 years, he served as the Av Beis Din. V'hiniach achrov ishat snuav almana, and he left after him a modest widow, uveno ben Yakir anal haroi v'hogun lo'isui itzdala, and he left a zazin, a son like that who's worthy of the garb, l'male mekomo la'avod avodas hakodesh b'machane, who is worthy of serving the holy service in the camp, using lashanos of the Jews in the desert, the camp, the Jewish camp, avodas hakodesh, the levim. Hine choiv kadosh aleihem lahoishit yad ezra liyos ka'ochim litzoro. It's a holy obligation upon you to extend your hand helping, to be like brothers in anguish. Vamod l'achi ezer u'l'achi samach, to be an achi ezer, milashon achi dash ezer. You should be a brother and a helper. U'l'achi and a brother samach. And someone you can rely on, a brother, liyasom v'almana, for this orphan, for this widow. Remember, this is not just a matter of who's going to get the job. This is a matter of what are they going to eat. You have this young boy, this young bacher, who can fill the job of the rabbinate. And if he doesn't get the job, then the family is starving. There's no social security checks they're getting every month. You know, Rabbi Yisrael Avram didn't have, you know, his money in the stock market. They're getting dividends. No. This is a matter of life and death for them. They need the parnasa. Amnam nochas, they have to have mercy. Amnam nochachti ladas. Ki v'machne komu me'arim ala avre chanal. I've seen that in the camp. There are those who challenge this young man and are not allowing him to be appointed instead of his father to serve in his place. And they want to expel him. Mishama kazos, who has heard such a thing. Miro ka'ele, who has seen such a thing. Shalchu vizbonod v'ra'u hein haisa kazos la'afoch mishpat yosom v'almona l'choish v'lana. Shumu shamayim al zois kishtayim rois osu ami. V'avor al inui yosom v'inui almono. How can this be? This is terrible. This is a tragedy. That you're over on afflicting an orphan, you're over on afflicting an almana. If you want to be specific about it, he probably doesn't have a din of yasom. The Rambam defines as somebody who needs his parents still. And when you're 17, you can usually fend for yourself. You're not, you don't need them for your, not like a little child. A little child is yasom. Maker Adin. But definitely, it isn't nice to treat this Yasom this way. Hine ki chen es yadi nasasi lichtov lachem anshe afrosi chavos daiti ki yad Hashem atoiva olai. I'm going to write to you my opinion. Kvar noida ma shekosov b'tshuvas maharshdam yoredeya kufnun gim oh deva afrushe meisura meshivin lechad menat stodim afilu midas chsidus leka. If it's a matter of you have a monetary quarrel, so say they're here both sides. But here, he didn't hear the other side. But this is La Frushim Eisir, you guys are doing an Aveira, and there's even no Midas Chsidus to refrain. I have to tell you right now what the Halacha is. And there's no Frushim Eisir greater than this. And in the Tshuvas Mahal Shal and Simon Chav Dalet, he's also Matir Lahafrich B'schus Almona. Psach Omri, so in the Shut Mahal Shal, he also permits one to do everything one can to find a merit for a widowed woman. Pesach Omri, the opening of my words, lo yochil adim divros divosi dvorai. Dikvar uchachti bekama tshuvas berayois brurois vitzoitkois dikeser harabonus moi rosho hu levonov. I've already proven, with very clear and correct proofs, that the crown of the rabbinate is an inheritance for the children. V'hiresi halacha l'maisa dein b'koach shum kol ve'eda ligareya schus ben arav. And halacha l'maisa I paskin that there is no community that has the right to negate the rights of the son of the Rav. The son of the Rav gets the job of the Rav. V'kosh alai ha'ataka mechaditi. A little bit of a play on words. They say that it's harder, that the saying of Chazal is that It's harder the old from the new. Meaning, new things are easier to learn, but to go back and to what we've already learned and then learn up the sugya again. Atika mechadati, I think, is the lashon of Chazal. Here he says, Hataka mechadati, it's hard for me to copy. And from saying new. So I'm not going to tell you what I've said in the past. The case, Avoy b'ktsara v'oymar. So now I'm going to come to you in short and tell you the Haidina no Yerusha Barabonus Kvar Yashua Maducha Zura Busainu Arishani Bachoini Bechiyu Ken Alacha Lidoiris. That this Shaila was already discussed by Rabbi Seinu Arishani Bachronim, and they were Machriya that yes, there's Yerusha Barabonus. Hello, Kol Divrei Rambam Beperek Aleph Melchus Melachim Lo Amalchus Bovad Ela Kol Asrorois V'Chol Aminuyim Shebi Yisrael. Yerusha Levno Ben Beno Ad Olam. All of the positions of rulership and appointments are an inheritance to his son and his son's son forever. Hinich Ben Katan Mishamrim Lo Hamalucha Ad Sheyigdal Kamo She'asa Yehoyada LeYoash. And if he left a young son, they guard for the Melucha for him until he gets older, like Yehoyada did for Yoash. If he has fear like his father, he just doesn't have the chachma, so you put him in his father's position and you teach him. And so on the sefer. In other words, you see, it's all appointments, not just the melech, all appointments. After he brings the lashon of the Rambam, he says, V'lo amachos bovel ala kol asroros she'en b'maise, or b'shem kavod, men Hashem is hanechbodim. וכל המינויים שבישראל הם בירוש עלי לאודם שזויכה בו בנו אחרוב ובן בנו עד עולם. All positions of rule that are with deed, that are have honor to them, are passed on for all the generations. So to נחיבוש in רי שעין אלף בריחוס. So to the ריטבן מקס, דף יוד גימל, שכל שחזיקו הוויסף. Remember these tzaddikim, these ge'enim, and we learned the tshuvas of anything written before 40 years ago, 30 years ago, is all without a computer. Nobody, they didn't have a computer and they weren't learning svarim of other people who had a computer. He just knew it. You know, he's already quoting, he's do, he's there, he's in this tshuva, and this tshuva, and this tshuva, and this tshuva, bang, 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 gemara, rashi, tosfos, mishnah, achronim. It's all there in their brains. It's just unreal. Push it, unreal. Ritva Makis, Daf Yud Gimel, Shekol Shech Ziko Avoisev Bishum Minui Visrora, Vuroy Lekach Shukom Tachas Avoisev. If his fathers were holding any position of power or authority and he's fitting, he's instead of his parents, his father. Vechein Hu Baramo. And so it is in the Ramo, Simen Reish Mem Hei, and the Chubas Ramo Besoifoi, Ube Mabit. In Simen Reish, Mechelek Beis, based on the Sifri and the Torah's Koyhanim, which is cited by Rashi in Yuma in Beis, and the Tosis Menachas Kuftes, was stated in Sifri. Says, Hu banav, she'imeis b'noi oimed tachtov, that if he died, his son takes his place. V'toras koyhanim u'banim lo hayu lahem, talking about Nadav and Avihu, ha'im hayu lahem banim heim hayu koydmim. They didn't have sons, but if they would have sons, the sons would be first. So we have in other places in Chazal these drushes, and these drushes are absolute drushes, they're not just asmachtas. The Cheskas HaRabonus is a biblical mandate that there's a Chazak and Rabonus, it's in the family, it's blyped in the Mishpacha, it stays in the family. In the Sefer Chassidim, Hiski lahotzi Yerusha bezemen akasuv moirosha kihilas Yaakov. He also learns this Yerusha because it says moirosha kihilas Yaakov. And also a pasuk in Tehillim 61:6, Yerushas yirei shemi, the Yerusha of those who fear my name. And don't ve'en lesakeish mitivrei sefer chasidim, don't be stubborn and quote the sefer chasidim who says kagoyin melech v'kagoyin gadol, that he wants to negate srorus ha-toira d'zetos. That's a mistake. It doesn't just mean melech v'kohen gadol. So, kagon, for example, melech v'kohen gadol, but other things are also included. Like Tosis writes in Chulin, Koflam and Aleph Amid Beis Divar Ma'aschel kagon azroa, that kagon includes other things. V'chein moch Rabbi Yerushalmi Sanhedrin Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalid. And then Mefarshim Dibar Maschel Reb Zeira brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. Prima Gadim in his Akadamah to Erechayim B'Igeres Hashnia also explains Kagon like that. So we have three rayas that Kagon doesn't just mean the words that the example is given, but other examples as well. V'cheinu b'tshuves g'doy le'achroinim she'cheskas harabonus u'divrei toiro. We also have in the Achronim that cheskas rabonus is biblical. Look in the Sefer Shaul Meshev in Simen Yod Zayin. Tshuves Shem Arya in Orechayim Simen Zayin. V'od achroinim. Shehoiru halocha l'maise she'irusha shayeches b'rabonus. U'ma she'vinu eze me'achroinim she'das. Harashdam. And that the Achronim understood in the Rashdam, which is cited by the Magen Avraham and Erechayim and Simen Nun Gimel Siv Katan Lamed Gimel B'masha Kosov Shebuchacham HaMemune V'har Bitz Torah Loyam Rinan Kein V'har Tireitz B'shut Sho'elu Meshiv Sham Dvorov Shekavanas HaRashdam B'zeh Shekeser Rabbanus Einu Shav L'Shar Menuyim. So he says that if you have a Chacham who's appointed to be Marbitz Torah, we don't say there's Yerusha. So Rav Yosef Shaul Notenzon in his Shaul Meshiv already explains that what the Rashdam meant was that the crown of the Rabbonus is not equal to other Minuyim. She'al kolpanim b'keser ha-Rabbonus tzrichim she'al kolpanim memalei makom oviv b'yiro. That al kolpanim in the keser Rabbonus, one has to fill one's father's place with Yira, in order that he should have Siyat Dishmaya La Suke Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa. And he's correct. And even if we assume, no, that's not what the Rashdam meant. What the Rashdam meant was Taka, that when it comes to Torah, there's no Yerush, even if he fears God like his father. It still doesn't matter if he meant Kipshuto. Because we have all the Rabbi Seinu, Rishonim v'Achroinim, who say that there is Yerusha and Rabbanus. V'sugya da'alma kavosayu halacha rovachas b'Yisrael. And that's the way it goes among the Jewish people. I mean, you have many yeshivas that we're aware of that also. It goes from the father to the son. That's also alpi business. Yeshiva is a very large company. It's worth a lot of money. The yeshiva owns a building very often. And all the students who come pay a lot of tuition. So the bailam over everything is the Rosh Yeshiva. So when he dies, he often gives it to his son. So you have a situation a lot where you'll have the 80, 85, 90-year-old Rosh Yeshiva is nifter. He has his 50-year-old son, 45-year-old son, and he'll take over, and you'll have the other Rabbeim, who might be also in their 60s, 70s, much older, but they don't get the job. They're not the son. So they call it, isn't it nepotism? The answer is that the halacha mandates it. It's not nepotism is wrong when a person doesn't deserve the job, but here the Torah says that there's Yerusha and Rabbanus. Halacha roi vachas b'Yisrael de ben haroi l'malei mokav avoisevu koidim l'chol odom. So a son who's worthy of filling his father's shoes precedes everybody. And anybody who makes any changes, you want to change things, so you have to prove your point. You're at a disadvantage over here. Who is greater than the Chasam Sofer and our Chaim and Simin Yud Beis? Shemetchila ala bedaito lintos achar pshutam shel divrei Rashdam. That originally he wanted to follow the simple meaning of the Rashdam. V'gibev sham b'derech pilpul kama rayos. And b'derech pilpul, he tried to bring a few rayos for his shita. Asher ledaiti b'mechilas kvoid toirosoi ha-roma. Yesh moko im listo rayosov. However, in my opinion, after asking forgiveness from the honor of his Torah, which is so exalted, you can knock down all of his rayos, you can refute all of his proofs. Kasher avar b'siyata d'shmaya, as I will explain. Avagam huzal alocha l'maisa, but even the Chasam Sofer alocha l'maisa, in the next tshuva on Eirachayim and Simon Yud Gimel, retracts v'tzadik mitzor anechlos ad shesher machzik toiva la'atzmoi shezachal l'umot zchus l'tamir chacham u'bneim achareim. So the tzaddik extracted himself from distress, and he is very happy, he's very pleased that he can be melamed zchus for talmidei chachamim and their sons, and who is going to misinterpret the Chasam Sofer and say that he says there's no Yerusha and Rabbonus, when he paskins that there is. Ve'ata avo ha'iro, and now means I'll come to the city, or it means I'll come and comment. La'ir. I love these rabbinic plays on words. Al ra'ayosav shel moran ha'chasim sofer. So let's see, l'maisa, what does the Chasam Sofer say? So he says, listen, you need a pasuk, the rabbis, that there's Yerusha by Kohen Gadol, and we exclude that there's no Yerusha by Mashiach Mulchama. Why don't we just learn from Hu Banav Bekerav Yisrael what it says by a king? So it must be only when it says it, and if it doesn't say it by Kohen Gadol, you need a special pasuk, and by the rabbinate, you don't have a pasuk. So you see that not all menuyim is there Yerusha. Ayin Sham B'chasim Sofer. Uvimechilas Kvoid Toirosoi Haroma. And after asking Mechila from his exalted Torah, Dvorov Tzal Tmuim, his words are very difficult to digest. The Eishloimer al Piat Torah Skoyhanim, we can answer based on the Torah Skoyhanim cited in Rashi, in Yuma, Ayin Beis Vashil Yamale Prat Le'eno Mamale. Someone who fills his father, excluding somebody who doesn't fill. Meaning, Takavanas haTorah Skoyhanim. What does the Torah Skoyhanim mean? Dim eino mimalei techef bezman shenafu lo Yerusha achar misas aviv ein mishamrim lo yakohuna ad sheyagdil kamo gabei shaar minuyin. Ma shekosev haRambam veHachinuch HaNa'al. That if the son isn't ready right away, when his father dies, you don't preserve the kahuna. This pasuk is talking about the kahuna. You don't preserve the kahuna for him until he gets older, like we do by other minuyim. And the reason is, it's Mechus Uzman. Mechus Uzman is Pasul L'Kahuna. Even though he would be worthy, he understands the Avoda. But if he's not ready at that time, can't do it. But other Menuyim aren't Talui B'Zman. And therefore, you have to appoint them. Like Rabbi Shlomo HaMelech, who was very young. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was appointed the Nasi, Api Yerushalmi. He was only 16 years old. Im kein zeshen ish al koton, yesh beminu ish yesh lehem aschus vayicholas hayirusha, amtinim gam al ze. So you just wait. Kuhuna, you don't wait. That's why you need the pasuk. And that's why you need a special limud by Kohen Gadol that is Yerusha Bechlau. Since Kohen Gadol is different, that you don't wait for a katan. So you would think that there's no Yerusha at all. Kamashmal, no, there is Yerusha. But it's different, but there's still Yerusha. But by other minuyim, there's 100% Yerusha, even for a katan. Like the Torah's Kohanim says, show your mali prant leinu mali. If right now he can't fill the job, then he's out. But everybody else is in it, all the other minuyim. So this raya of the Chasim Sofer, from the fact that we need a limud for Kohen Gadol, is not a raya. Also the Chasim Sofer brings another raya from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his children to yarshin him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't fulfill his bakasha, even though his children were definitely ro'i. That's what the Chasim Sofer's raya is. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu's kids get his job? Yeshua got it. Kids were definitely worthy. He says, I don't know what the Chasim Sofer is talking about. He didn't properly copy the Lashon of the Medrash. The Medrash says that his kids Taka weren't worthy. That's why his kids didn't succeed him. Banav Yashvul Ham Veloasku B'Torah, they didn't learn enough Torah. And that's why they didn't get the job. So Moshe Rabbeinu is not a raya. So it emerges, Hamura Mikol Zeh B'Nidon Didon, Dikol Cheskas HaRabonus Shel HaRabagoyin HaNiftor, B'Ir Skulin, Shayacha Livnoi Rabba Muflog Marino Rabba Eliezer Zusia Nero Yoir. So it comes out that the Yerushas HaRabbanus in the town of Skulin, Romania, is going from the great Tzaddik Rabbi Yisrael Avram to his son Eliezer Zusia. After he got smicha, v'smichas chachamim, after he got smicha, v'gam ani samachti es yadai olav, and I also gave him smicha, I also ordained him as a rabbi, and he fears God. And what about shleimus hachachma? At the end of the day, he's only 17 years old. So the answer is, v'shleimus hachachma tikva rechava la'asid. There's a lot of hope for the future. The older they get, the smarter they get. And he doesn't even need a new appointment. It's automatic. Like the Mabit writes, Simen Reish, Alfi shakol oyim emanem osim aleim, v'lo ayu korsim alav haskama. Haksub alamayim chayom lekablo mitzavdin, they have to take him no matter what. And you can't even have somebody be co-rabbi. Madli katla kula, madli katla palga. Huh. What's the difference between killing him a little bit or killing him completely? He can't take away any of his position.
So by Elazar it says, Kachas Aaron ves Elazar benoi, v'haloisem hora har.
Take Aaron and Elazar and go bring them up to the mountain, Hor HaHar. And by Yoshua, it says, that's in Parshas Chukas, by Yoshua and Parshas Pinchas, it says, Kachas Yoshua bin Nun, Ish asher ruach bo v'samachta es yadcha olav, v'amadata oso lefnei Elazar v'lefnei kol ha'ida v'tzivsa oso le'ineyem. V'nasata mehoitcha olav l'man yishmu kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Take Yoshua bin Nun, the man who has the spirit, and lean your hands upon him.
and stand them up before Elazar and the whole community. Tziviso Salineim, and you're going to command him to their eyes. He's going to take Moshe's place. Then Asata Mehotcha Olav, and you're going to give your splendor and give it to him. Take your splendor, give it to him. L'man Yishmu Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, in order that all the Jewish people hear. So there are two chalukim that the minui of Elazar, the appointment of Elazar, was bitzina. Was in private. They just took off Bigdei Aharon HaKohen and he wore them. And there's no reason why. Yehoshua was lifnei ha'eda, and there was a reason why, because Isha Sheruach Bo, he had the spirit. So why by Elazar was it quietly, privately, without any explanation, and Yehoshua was publicly, the Torah gives an explanation why he got the job. And the answer is, because Minui Ben Tachas Aviv can be even privately. You don't need the community's assent, you don't need their agreement. Mashenkein appointing someone else needs the Heskem Atzibur V'Siviso Soleil Neyem. And you also need a reason, Yisha Sheruach Bo. And therefore he goes on that here also, his son automatically, Rabbi Lezer Zussi, automatically gets the job. And he goes on in the tshuva with a lot of divrei regesh, telling them how important it is to accept him, and that nobody's allowed to be misadar kedushin, and it's all the rav's job. And again, this is a matter of parnasi here. It's not just kabbah, and the shochtim have to come to him. So that's the substance of the tshuva. If somebody wants to see the whole tshuva, full Simen Kuftes, Yeridaya, and Sheilas V'Tshuvas HaRabbaz, and Emirat Hashem, hopefully in the future we've already had numerous shiurim on Yerusha Barabbanas, many shiurim, but hopefully if we'll be zochah to see more of that, it would be terrific. And to see more of the Tshuvas of the Rabbis, it's an unbelievable sefer. It just unfortunately sits on bookshelves where they have it, and who opens it up a chlam? But I feel gratified that we're able to learn together and bring the great tzaddik Rabbi Bezalel Zev Shafran back to life. Okay, thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends. Shalom, shalom.